Hey, have you heard of Amy Kite, the realtor from Keller Williams Infinity? Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite, who's a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. It's not every day a home sells for more than list price, but that's what Amy Kite's team did for Vasil, trying to flip a home in McHenry. He wasn't happy with the service or advice he was receiving, and after calling Amy Kite, she got to work. Amy got the property sold in only 6 days for $220,000, which was way above the list price. Those are the kinds of results you'll get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. Hi, it's Jason Goff here. And when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she will sit down with you, you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Visit Studio 41 in Highland Park or Logan Square, where you can choose from hundreds of vanities on display and in stock. Our experienced sales staff will help you select the products you need for the look you want and take it home today. Updating your powder room or remodeling your master bath, Studio 41 showrooms offer a great selection of vanities in a variety of styles from top brands, featuring the bold look of Kohler. To learn more, go to shopstudio41.com.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Javier Baez drives one to deep left. It's got a chance. Gone.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, playoff hockey is in Chicago tonight at 7 and Friday as the Wolves face Grand Rapids at Allstate Arena in the second round. Be there or watch it live on the U2. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information.
We're going to make those decisions down the road, but there's a good chance, or a really good chance, that we'll bring Rajon back, and for these reasons. Okay. As we get younger, it's still really important to have quality veterans around your young players. And to a man, our young people loved Rajon.
That's John Paxson from the Bulls press conference earlier. He talked about the young players getting more playing time, needing a veteran presence like Rajon to be there in the locker room and on the playing court as well. In the NBA playoffs, that's still going on right now, in case you didn't know. Cleveland hosts Toronto. The Rockets, they visit the Spurs both tonight. The Cavs and San Antonio are up 1-0 in those series. You know, there was a lot of talk involving the Cubs and a possible six-man rotation, and then Chris Bosio joined Mully and Hanley this morning.
We had 5 days off in April. It's hard to get our starters back on track at all. I can't see us going to a six-man because we haven't even had a chance to get our guys going because of the weather and the off days. So that to me, that really wouldn't make sense.
Bosio also talked about the Eric Thames situations, and he wasn't reprimanded by the club for the comments he made on the show. You can hear all those interviews with Mully and Hanley, Chris Bosio, at 670thescore.com. On the field, Cubs and Phillies at Wrigley tonight. Jake Arrieta going against Jared Eichhoff, and first pitches at 7:05. Pregame starts at 6:30 with Mark Grody. The White Sox take on Kansas City. Mike Pelfrey opposes Nate Karns. First pitch in KC at 7:15. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ziegler Alfa Romeo of Schaumburg. Breathtaking performance. See you around, Julia. Ciao. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show today. Hashtag live bright. I'm Matt Batacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score, that's tonight, 6:30, Cubs and Phillies, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
This is Good Will CSN. You frequently mention 10 players with 3 years or less of experience, and you talk about developing those guys. Is that realistic to be able to develop that many guys while having a few veterans on the team while still trying to win? It seems like those are like conflicting agendas. Would it be better to just pick out 3 or 4 young players to invest in and try to develop those guys as opposed to 10?
Well, that's the process we'll go through, you know, but we wanted to get younger. And like I said, now it's you know, those players are going to be in the gym. They've each committed to being here all summer and putting in the work. And being with our strength and conditioning coaches, being with our coaches on skill development. And those are decisions we'll have to make, you know, to say that all those players will be back with us, you know, we'll have meetings and we'll have decisions to make. But we certainly feel we've got a young core of players that has a chance to get better, and we're going to need to add to it. You know, are we good enough right now where we want to be? Obviously not. You know, we're 41-41. We're a 500 team. But we'll need to continue to add to those players. So those are decisions we'll make as time goes and looking at opportunities that present themselves.
More action. More excitement. More everything. Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It's a good question asked by Vincent Goodwill that sort of cuts to the heart of one of the many conflicts that faces this current Bulls regime. And Vincent Goodwill, who is on Twitter at VGoodwill and whom you see on Comcast Sportsnet, joins us now in the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run Inn in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. You know, it was a great question, Vincent, that did not get a great answer about trying to be in both lanes here. How can it be Fred Hoiberg's fault that some of these players who suck aren't getting better when they're trying to win for some reason?
I think it's an easy answer, guys. I mean, look at it like this. Hey, before I start, I need to check Jason Goff's pulse.
He's all right.
I'm good, man.
He's good.
He went Sean Kemp on Alton Lister, followed by the Macho Man elbow from the top rope. So I'm just checking his heart rate to make sure he's all right.
You know I'm good, man. I'm calm.
But I'm not sure how you can make that assessment of Fred. Even if you don't think that Fred is worth anything as a head coach, how can you make that assessment when you don't have the requisite talent that his system needs? Like, it's not like he came to this team and you didn't know what his system required. It's not like he didn't come to this team and you didn't know some of the question marks that were surrounding him before he got here. Like, you knew he wasn't a fire and brimstone head coach, but and you know that he required a certain type of player to maximize his system. And it's almost like they've acted as if that hasn't necessarily made a difference. So when you look at the roster, and I can't pick out which young guys can say, you know, 3 years down the line, this guy would be good, this guy would be good. Usually you can pick those things out. And I'll say this, I've been wrong on some guys before, but I don't know about which guy on this roster I can look at. And I don't know, maybe you guys can pick it out for me, that you can say, this guy will be a rotation player, this guy will be a starter, this guy will be a impact player. I don't know if I see any of that definitively on his roster.
Well, I mean, you judge by your top eight in your rotation, and you got to have a rotational big, rotational wing, and a rotational lead guard. And I don't think that they have any of those things on the bench. And along with Fred being tossed under the bus a couple of times today, we found out that Nico needs to spend his damn time here in Chicago because apparently the 25-year-old is not putting on weight or gaining confidence in the summer the way they'd like him to.
Not playing for that national team.
So I found out. All right. so let me get this straight here, Vince. I don't even know if I got a question for you, player. I found out that it's Fred's fault. There's issues on who's the boss. Nico Summers are, and not Nico Summers. He's one of my favorite R&B artists. Nico Summers are a problem. I found out it was Fred's fault again. I found out that it was Fred's fault another time. I also found out the most embarrassing moment in the season developed their players more than their coaching staff did. Found out that they might be firing some people on their coaching staff. And, oh, yeah, Gar Forman screwed them by putting them in cap hell with Dwayne Wade's contract. That about sum it up?
This is bigger than Nino Brown.
You know it. That's, dude, the whole time I'm listening to John talk, I'm thinking, like, this is New Jack City at the end here, except you don't have weird haircuts and, you know, and iced tea in the cast. Like, this was amazingly tone deaf, man. Like, I know that there were guys there who were wincing and cringing and laughing. I mean, we talked to you. We talked to John Greenberg. We talked to Casey Johnson. These dudes who have been on the beat, Joe Cowley, for a long time. And every time they get in front of a microphone, it seems like they say the wrong things.
Well, they're not very well versed, or at least Gar isn't. Like that's just not Gar's strength, is speaking publicly. The one thing about Pax is, I will say this, you will know exactly what he thinks. Now, whether we agree with what he thinks or not, you know, it's certainly up for debate, and you laid the gauntlet out of all those different things that we can all have discussions about. But it's interesting to see how they think. Like, that's the one thing that I'll take from it. Like, you wonder all the time, What does the front office think? What is Paxton thinking about all this? Is he as committed to Hoiberg, or is it Gar's guy? Is it, you know, what, you know, who sits where? And it's type of, I won't say awkward front office setup, but it's unique, right? Because it's a small group, and Gar's the guy out in front, but Pax has more juice. So when does Pax choose to exert that juice? Because that would result in more accountability if you stick your neck out for something a little bit more than the guy in front of you, so to speak. So it's unique. And to hear them, I'm writing this now, to hear them compliment Rajon Rondo more than they complimented the head coach, I was trying to figure out who's the player and who's the coach, and Who's that more of an indictment on? Is it an indictment of Fred Hoiberg's leadership or the staff that you surrounded around him? Or is it more of an indictment of the evaluation of Fred Hoiberg from the beginning and the fact that he has 3 years left on a 5-year deal? We're just going to have to ride with them. Those are the sort of the questions that were, to me, underlying issues beyond those statements, because I didn't take it as a resounding endorsement of Fred Hoiberg, the head coach. But I don't know if you can say definitively whether Fred Hoiberg is or isn't, you know, a good head coach or a competent, you know, head coach at this level, because
I don't even know who answers to who still, Dan and Vince, because You heard John Paxson say, I got yes and no, you know, finality, it's the everything stops with me kind of way. And also I answer to Michael and Jerry. And then you ask Gar Forman the question, and the obvious answer is I answer to John Paxson, and that's it. But it was, I answer to John, Jerry, and Michael as well. So I still don't know who the hell is running the ship and who's taking control in certain situations, because Gar simply doesn't know. It seemed that way in the answer.
Well, to borrow a phrase from another early 1990s movie, you got the juice now.
See, then you're going to have Rakim doing Know the Ledge and the big puffy coat. And I actually was rocking that the other day.
Sip
in the car.
The juice, I got enough to go around.
Yeah, exactly.
What takes place
uptown. It's a way cooler situation than what happens at the Advocate Center, by the way.
You know, the other thing that got me, too, is all the stuff about Fred's system, right? And you mentioned that you immediately hamstring him by stocking a roster with guys who can't and actively publicly refuse to play his system and clown him for it. Then you start talking about guards and point guards. And this question of, it was put pretty bluntly, do you know what you're doing in evaluating point guards? And I say, well, you look around the league and you see the guys that play downhill. And you look, I was watching several on my television last night and looking at screen roll action, looking at guys who do that. And then you give me Cameron Payne. That's you get Cam. Well, we liked him a lot in college. He just has to get in shape. If they are planting their flag that Cameron Payne's name should be mentioned alongside some of these guards that are carving people to ribbons in the playoffs, then they should be embarrassed about that. If say it. I want them to say, we think Cameron Payne can be our Isaiah Thomas. Say that. You know, because it's just wrong.
Well, I'll say this. This is the same front office that said we're going to get younger and more athletic and didn't do either. So let's not exactly hold them to their words. And considering the fact that they're not the best at public relations, I think what they do a lot of times is they put a Band-Aid on the smaller issues without really addressing the bigger issues, just more so kicking the can down the road. Like, let's mitigate this disaster in front of us now because we don't have a point guard, and we'll really just worry about maybe we'll find a point guard in the draft. Like, if they find a point guard worth a damn in the draft, you wouldn't think that they wouldn't hesitate to take that guy at 16 or 17 or wherever they're at. You know, you're not that married to Cameron Payne and everything that he brings, which I'm still trying to figure out exactly what
one thing
dancing
are. Give me one thing he brings dancing, other than acting like a clown on the bench.
He's left-handed and I'm a lefty, so I kind of have an affinity for those.
Well, that's the sign of the devil. That's the sign of the devil. But go ahead.
I'm reaching, right.
That's come on through. Cut it out. You know better than that. Don't do that out here. Cameron Payne is not very good at basketball. You being left-handed has nothing to do how good you are at your
it
job.
Does not. It has nothing to do with it, Jason. I swear to you. I've said this before. They've had more point guards of the future this season than the Temptations had lead singers in the 60s.
I'm trying to figure out who's not right. Wow. Yeah, there's no heroin. Hopefully, there's no heroin involved anywhere in the Bulls locker room.
From New Jack City to Rakim to the Temptations.
This has all of a sudden become a BET score production out here. You have to peel it back a little bit. Somebody get some Neil Peart.
That's why we got Bernstein here.
He's the decoder ring.
But unfortunately, I'm getting all the references, though, so it's kind of defeating the purpose. So the moving parts here with the probable Wade opt-in, it sounds like they're going to bring Rondo back. And then the summit meeting with Jimmy. And all what is at stake when the Bulls actually sit down? And how do you envision that actually going with what the expectations are on both sides there?
If I'm Jimmy, I'm walking up to them and I'm saying, wait, were you guys pulling the media's leg by saying you're going to run this back next year and you're going to try to run me down to the ground again for the purpose of making an eighth seed in the playoffs? No. Like, I don't know how much leverage he has in this, but I think we're headed down the same path that we were headed down this season, where you have a very frustrated player, a beat up player who's watching the best years of his career basically being, I won't say wasted, but being maximized.
He's getting his money, but they're being wasted.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at it, I voted Jimmy, I think, all second team NBA on my ballot. And everybody else that I put on my ballot was even playing for, that's either playing right now or at least has visions of playing in at least the second round of the playoffs. And I don't think that's a huge accomplishment. Like, let's be honest here. The Bulls team made the second round 2 years ago, and I don't think that team was worth anything. So I don't think that's a huge thing, but the Bulls can't even get there right now. And you got a top 15, top 20, top 10, whatever you want to call them, player, and you're not doing the little things to build around. I don't think it takes much. Like, having Dwayne Wade as your second best player on a night-to-night basis, that I don't know how feasible that is, no matter how much money he is making. And I don't think it's too hard to say, you know what, there's a few young guys that we thought were going to be better than what they are, and they're not that good. So let's develop a few. Let's use some of this cap space and get a guy on a short-term deal, be it free agency or trade, and let's try to figure out how to do that in the meantime. Like, there's a way to try to compete and develop young guys, but I don't know if necessarily going, let's just go 10 with two veterans and say, let's run it back. I don't know if that's necessarily the way to get better than 41 wins.
All right, Vincent, thank you for the time, man. We appreciate you all season long. The offseason should be interesting as well. And anytime you want to come out and get into the run, you feel free to do so, man.
Man, you trying to have me tear my ACL like these Chicago athletes? I'm straight.
Get up out of here.
Vincent Goodwill of Comcast Sports Net. Presented by Mariano's Save, Earn, Share. Stop by a Mariano's today and score deals with a revamped rewards card. Save with personalized coupons. Earn freebies from Mariano's specialty shops. Share discounted Mariano's gift cards with friends and family. Coming up at 2:40,
yep,
the Cubs' Jason Hayward is going to join us. Really looking forward to talking to him. He is in the lineup tonight. He is playing center field tonight, and he is batting sixth.
So it should be fun. Yeah, Cub fans, tune in right now up until 2:40. If you want to do something else till 2:40, make sure you have your ass back here by 2:40.
We are also told that John Paxson is going to join Mully and Hanley
nice
tomorrow morning.
Good.
Time still TBD.
Should be fun. Should be fun. I know those guys have tons of questions for the architect.
I think Fred has questions for him, too.
Right, Fred's like, going to be a caller.
Dude.
Fred's going to call in. Yeah, this is Fred from Ames.
This is Fred. What the hell, man?
Right, that's going to be it. That's going to be the entire comment. All right, we'll run back a little bit of this sound, like some of the cuts, if you didn't hear any of it, and not a full chunk or anything, but some of the things that interested us from the press conference today. If you just get in your car, you didn't hear a lot of the press conference. A lot of people are tweeting me saying they didn't hear it. So we'll, you know, a couple of cuts. We'll run back some of the important stuff. And then we'll take your phone calls. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. He's Dan Bernstein. I am Jason Goff. This is Chicago's Voice of the Fan, 670 The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Remember they were talking about splitting that role, having two guys being the fifth starter?
Sure.
Anderson needs to start on the road because he's got a 1.54 ERA on the road.
And what is it about Wrigley he doesn't
know? I don't know. I think Montgomery ought to get that next start there at Wrigley.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, Chicago. 1-877
Cards for Kids. KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need to try my pillow. It really is the best pillow I've ever used. My daughter tried stealing my pillow off my bed, and I said, it's not going to happen. You can't do it. She was like, it's really comfortable. And I'm like, I don't care. It's my pillow. You need to go out and buy your own. That's how it works at home. And maybe that's mean, but whatever. It's my pillow and I love it. Hi there. It's Matt Abaticola. Listen, I love the my pillow. I bought two for my bed. I bought my pillows for the boys. And I guess I might have to buy one for her, although she's old enough to buy her own pillow. You need to buy your own too. I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever experienced. I don't wake up in the middle of the night because I'm uncomfortable. I don't wake up because the pillow's flat. You know, sometimes you have a bad pillow and you wake up and you toss and turn. You have to fold it in half to try to get some support. You wake up with a headache or a sore neck or sore shoulders because you have no support from your bad pillow. It's time to invest in a good pillow, and MyPillow is the best. It stays cool all night long. It holds its shape. Now, the patented interlocking fill to adjust your sleep needs. So you get in bed, you adjust your pillow the way you want it, and it stays that way all night long. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, a 60-day comfort guarantee. It's washable, dryable, and made in the USA, so it's very easy to maintain. And right now, you can save 50% plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click the Radio Listener Special tab, and use promo code SCORE. You get two premium king or queen pillows and two additional go-anywhere travel pillows, all for one special price. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE, or call them at 800-960-3804, MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Red Sox fans gave Adam Jones a standing ovation after a number of morons hit him with some racial bombs, and one idiot even threw a bag of peanuts near him on Monday night. So that ovation was good to see. But then Chris Sale turns around and immediately throws one behind Manny Machado. Machado gets his revenge by hitting a bomb off Sale in the seventh. Great moment and even better response, but nothing compared to the epic rant that Machado dropped after the game.
Get thrown out of my head, thrown out everywhere. I've lost my respect for the organization, for that coaching staff, for everyone over there.
Can't say that I blame him. Look, I never played Major League Baseball, but I think I understand how their code works. You get one shot to even up the score. Boston has now thrown at Machado 5 times. Exactly why are they still throwing at this guy? Enough is enough. Turn the page already. I'm Jim Rome.
Feel the
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. That's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Many falsely think winter is a bad time to sell a home. Not true. Tim and Suzanne were relocating out of state and called Amy Kite for help to sell their Highland Park home. Amy's marketing system works year-round, people, and in no time, they had multiple offers. Their home sold in only 7 days for $525,000. Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash because that's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks, that's the real deal. And working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. But don't worry, no one ever does, because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Nice specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team. They are a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. If you are looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Spring is finally here, which means the days are getting longer and the nights are getting shorter. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you know that some nights can seem endless. If you have sleep apnea and you can't get relief from your CPAP machine, there is another option, and it doesn't require a mask or hose. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the quiet, restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Seems like every 6 months there's some new technological advance in dating. Once upon a time, it was chat rooms, then it was dating websites, and then hookup apps, and next, well, who knows? Every time something new comes along, it starts out with a bang, but pretty soon everyone moves on to the next big thing. The fact is, dating technology is never going to replace real human interaction, and the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone. Face-to-face. Face-to-face is what It's Just Lunch does best. Our matchmakers take the time to get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. And we're really good at it. Better than some random collection of online profile pics could ever be. At It's Just Lunch, we know the best place to find the spark of attraction is in the eyes of someone sitting across from you, not some device. So stop clicking around and start actually clicking. With other people. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too. providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, Numail's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, Numail Medical Center, today.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Fred's challenge this offseason is to find ways to be, you know, a better leader.
Yeah, coach, be better at leading. You're not good enough at leading things.
Maybe he thought the Bulls players wouldn't hear this press conference because, you know, NBA players would never, ever use this kind of ammo on a coach when things get rough. That would never, ever happen. I'm telling you now, if you have Fred Hoiberg's phone number and you are a media member nationally or locally here,
Fred?
You just got yourself a source for the next year. Because if you're not going to quit, let people know why you're going through what you're going through.
A source close to the situation describes.
Right, exactly.
What's a Fred? Right,
that's his contact. That's the name on the contact when you call What's a Fred.
All right, let's try to figure this out. The description today of how they perceive the current Bulls management structure.
The setup we've had since Gar was named GM in 2009 has been, the hierarchy is the same. My responsibility is reporting to Jerry and Michael. Primarily, Gar's responsibility is reporting to me. Now, we overlap in what we do every single day, and we work well together. It's very much like in the business world, a CEO-COO relationship. And my responsibilities lie mostly in defining the culture of what we do every day. And Gar's responsibility as a GM is in the day-to-day grind of this business, and it is a difficult job. What he has to do every day, dealing with agents and everything.
To John, Jerry, and Michael, you know, and as you noted, I mean, really, I think in any corporate type setting, you know, we want to be process oriented in everything we do. We want to make sure we've covered all our bases, crossed our T's, dotted our I's.
So
what?
John at the end of his sentence said, "Gar reports to me." And then the beginning of Gar Forman's statement is to John, Jerry, and Michael. There it is.
That's all you need to know about who thinks they're in charge of what. But there's something else in there where Paxson says his primary responsibility is defining and determining the culture. What is it? Play that. Could you play that one again?
Let's hit an update, and then we'll do that on the other side.
The one thing he said was his responsibility. He hasn't done. What is it? Is it development? Is it winning now? Is it being competitive? Is it making the playoffs? What is it?
Well, let's do a couple more cuts on the other side of an update.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, playoff hockey is in Chicago tonight at 7 and Friday as the Wolves face Grand Rapids at Allstate Arena in the second round. Be there or watch it live on the U2. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information.
The thing with Jimmy is, you know, it's all of us would love to go out and get another superstar player, you know, to go along with him. You know, right now the situation we're in with the salaries we have and that type of thing, you know, I mean, that's a difficult thing for us to manage.
That's John Paxson from the Bulls press conference earlier today, hearing the boys talk about it right now. He'll be on tomorrow morning with Mully and Hanley. So you can tune in tomorrow to hear more from John Paxson. And the NBA playoffs still going on. Cleveland hosting Toronto. Rockets visit the Spurs. The Cavs in Houston, they're up 1-0 in both of those series.
We have grinded in every game. Every game, whether it's hot or cold or rainy or whatever, we're going to show up and we're going to play. And so does the other team. So that's how I'm looking at this whole thing. It has nothing to do with the weather, because both teams have to play in it.
That's Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio with Mully and Hanley. You can hear all those interviews at 670thescore.com. He also talked about the Eric Thames situation. He was not reprimanded by the team regarding his comments he made on the show last week or the week before that. Cubs and Phillies on the field. They're at Wrigley tonight again. Another game. They got one more tomorrow, too. Jake Arrieta going against Jared Eichhoff. First pitch at 7:05. Mark Grody starts you off at 6:30. The White Sox take on KC. Mike Pelfrey opposes Nate Karns. First pitch at 7:15. Having one of those mornings where it feels like you've already had a morning before morning even starts? Well, you need a breakfast crunch wrap from Taco Bell. Eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a full hash brown all wrapped up. If you've had a morning before your morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, 25 years of Chicago sports talk, and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game, that's tonight, Cubs-Philly, 6:30, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's talking.
You step up to the tee. Months of winter have formed some rust. You wind up, let it fly. It hooks right off a tree and straight into the drink. Fortunately, Naperville's Park District golf courses have everything you need to be in top form before you hit the links. The Brooks Golf Academy Training Center at Springbrook provides physical conditioning designed to get you playing better. And the patios at the Springbrook and Naperville courses with a variety of food and beverage will make the 19th hole the best hole. Sign up today for the 2017 Brooks Advantage Card and save $5 on each round of golf and much more. Details at golfnaperville.org.
All right, we got to quickly get to a couple of more cuts before we talk to our guy Jason Hayward on the other side of a break. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. This was John Paxson and Gar Forman talking about their beloved Fred Hoiberg.
There was too much inconsistency, obviously, in the rotations and trying to plug holes from game to game. That's stuff that we talked to Fred about during the year and we'll continue to. I think Fred's challenge this offseason is to find ways to be, a better leader. You know, I think he showed progress in that area. The team did rally around him at times, and but again, it's part of the process too.
There you go. So the next time you're United Center and you're cheering for free burgers and you're chanting MVP in the third quarter of the 27th game of the season, remember this press conference. Everybody all of a sudden gets the Men in Black pen in front of their faces every damn offseason.
It's called a neuralizer.
I never remember that. That's why I always say the Men in Black pen. Next time, don't forget. Don't forget how you feel now. Don't forget about this press conference. Don't forget about this offseason when you start chanting and being happy that somebody's throwing free patties your way.
Do we have time to get to their thoughts on their point guard of the future?
No, that's what we got to talk about. We got to talk to Jason Hayward. Screw the Bulls.
We'll do that. Jason Hayward
joins screw the
us
Bulls?
Next on The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Chris Bosio.
I just don't think we've played well. Bottom line, very simple. It's a battle every night, and guys have good days and bad days.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here. We all love our moms, and if they're still in our lives, thank God you can celebrate her this Mother's Day. And you know how you could celebrate her this Mother's Day? Maybe you want to take her out to a dinner, or maybe you want to do something else for her. But before you do all that, you need to go get some Sherry's Berries for your mom. Mother's Day is coming up, and Sherry's Berries is offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. And right now, I have an exclusive offer for you. When you double the berries for mom for just $10 more, she will get free cake truffles, too. Cake truffles are free. Pick your delivery date, and Sherry's Berries guarantees your gift will arrive fresh and delicious or your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet-dipped strawberries before, but you have never seen anything like these. Sherry's Berries are an unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mom's face. Your mom. Somebody else's mom. Just buy a Mother's Day gift, you jerk. Surprise the mom in your life with Sherry's Berries at her office or workplace. Everybody's going to love you for it. And your mom, she already loves you, but she's going to love you just a little bit more because you were a good son or you're a good husband because you're thinking about her on Mother's Day. The only way to get this amazing berries deal is starting at just $19.99 is to go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use my code JasonG. That's BERRIES.com and code JasonG. When you click on the mic, this amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is right around the corner, so be sure to order now.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877 cars for kids. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and 2 nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
of Sports Radio 670 is brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You know, there's some things in life that you can just buy anything and get away with it. Like, I don't even know what, but there's certain things you can't. Like Q-tips and a pillow, a mattress, garbage bags. You've got to buy the good stuff. You have to have the good stuff. The same thing goes for your in-home Wi-Fi, internet, and your home entertainment. That's why I have Xfinity, and I've had Xfinity for years, and that's why you should switch to Xfinity, especially if you count on AT&T and DirecTV for your internet and your home entertainment. Xfinity is the absolute best in the business. You guys know I love the Xfinity Stream app. I use it all the time going back and forth on the train to watch stuff, whether it's an on-demand movie or to catch up on my DVR or even to stream live TV. Xfinity offers the fastest and most reliable internet for your homes. It's the fastest in the country, friends. You know, the on-demand I absolutely love, and the X1 system is the best with the X1 voice remote, the X1 DVR. Nothing really compares to it, nothing that AT&T and DirecTV can offer you. And you also can connect to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide if you're an Xfinity customer, but you have to be one first, and it's time to do that. So don't settle for AT&T and DirecTV. Get started with Xfinity for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. You can ask how to even get more speed with their Blast Internet. Now speeds that are up to 75 megs. Xfinity Internet is perfect for everyone. It's the fastest and most reliable. So make the switch. Get what I have. Do it now. Please, I've been telling you for years, make that switch now. Call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com. I mean, they have deals starting for as low as $19.99 per month. What are you waiting for? 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Do love this Mother's Day with the ideal gift for mom from the Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Pandora charms and jewelry are the stylish way to celebrate everything special about mom. And Jared's dedicated experts can help you mix, match, and stack to create something truly unique. Like the heartwarming I Love My Mom charm locket and keepsake box, only $60 while supplies last. The gift that shows mom she's loved 365 days a year, that's why he went to Jared.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hayward at the plate. Jason cracks one in the air, right center field and deep. It's got a chance. Gone. Just like that, the Cubs lead 4-0. Three-run homer, Jason Hayward.
Looking forward to speaking to Jason Hayward in just a couple of moments here on Sports Radio 670. This is brought to you by Presence Health. Presence Health is proud to sponsor the 20th anniversary Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Learn about scheduling your mammogram at presencehealth.org/easymammo, where cancer treatment becomes cancer care. The Cubs got a much-needed normal win. It wasn't some come-from-behind craziness. It was
bash
just
the ball.
Yes, a regular garden variety victory in which hitters who can hit the ball a long way hit the ball a long way.
Yeah.
So maybe they can get another one. It would be nice. Jason Hayward is on Instagram at jhaylove22, and he is with us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In in Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, I have this idea. This is sort of a business proposition.
Uh-oh.
Okay? I've been thinking about this.
You didn't know you were calling into a pyramid scheme, did you, Jason?
No. This is my elevator pitch here. So what we do, it's going to be the Jason Hayward Motivational Consultant Group. So it's you. You're going to go to the Bulls. You're going to tell them, you're going to get them in the weight room, and you're going to tell them everything is okay and stop sucking at basketball. You're going to go to the Blackhawks, and you're going to say, hey, you entitled bunch of weenies, it's okay to skate like you care. And then you're going to do the same thing with the Bears and make everything fine, because we know that people respond to you. What do you say?
No. Well, first of all, I'm going to focus on getting my foot down in time and trying to make some solid contact and keep making plays in the outfield, first of all.
Okay.
And
second
then
of all, I feel like the Bulls and the Blackhawks are doing okay in the ring category, and we got some catching up to do.
Oh, you see, wow, there's no fun. I mean, come on, man. All right.
Senator Hayward.
Yeah, here. Get my foot down and all that other stuff. So last year, you win a World Series, but everybody's got personal pride and professional pride. And, you know, everybody's acting like, oh, yeah, Jason Hayward, he's such a good professional. But it had to be eating you up because you get to the big show because you've got talent and you've exhibited that talent for years. How hard was last year juxtaposed to actually winning the World Series and the glory of that as well?
Winning it made it a lot easier. That's for sure. You know, having a good team around you, good guys, on the field obviously helps, but having good guys off the field and in the clubhouse helps you, deal with it a lot better. And again, man, they would never let me forget that, I'm out there helping the team win defensively, base running, came up with some big hits there in the second half. Just all those things, and everybody, it took so many guys. So just, trying to take that mindset away from it, helps it. But at the same time, like you said, you're a professional, you compete, you have success at this level before. I mean, it's not easy, but at the same time, everybody that's struggled, that's played this game, everybody has, at some point, in some shape, form, or fashion. So I feel like being a professional is the best way to go about it.
Did you ever ask out of the lineup?
Ever ask you? I don't know. No.
Yeah, because there was reports you said, hey, to get this thing in order, I'm not going to be sitting down here, and I just wanted to confirm that yeah, you were, no matter how you were feeling at the plate, you definitely still wanted to be out there no matter what.
No, 100%. There's times you ask to be in the lineup, but at the same time, I want the team to win. Want to help the team win, but it is what it is. Control what I can control. And that's just the outlook that I always have on that. And, it's a new year. Right now we're as a team. It's good to be back. Good to be playing ball again. Aside from all the excitement and accolades and things that we received, that we've earned, but we're just happy to be back playing ball and competing, playing in a very, tough division as it always is, and everybody's bringing their A game this year, I feel like, in the Central so far.
Was there any eureka moment to your off-season work where you said, oh, okay, maybe just this change? Was there ever something where you saw something on video or you just felt something click in a way where you said, aha, I got it?
That didn't come till like the second week of the season, to be honest with you guys. It's a field thing. It's a field thing when it comes to hitting. I know, pitchers could say the same thing as far as, touch and accuracy and things like that. But when it comes to hitting, man, you need repetition. You need game-like repetition. And it's tough to get that in spring training. It's tough to get that in the off season. So regardless of what you're doing in BP and the cage and flips and T-work and all that stuff, you can work on the mechanics and you can repeat that as many times as you want, but every hitter knows, we all have a thing, a 5 o'clock hitters, BP, and then, you say game, please, you have a good round of BP and you want to take that into the game. So that's just, what I feel like is taken, is to get the repetition. I mean, it's going to be ups and downs. Pitchers are going to make their pitches, but you just need that, regular in-game feel of going to face a starter three times a night, four times a night, and going to get some rhythm.
What's the greatest obstacle you've ever faced in your career? Because I know when you broke in, there was a lot of pressure on you, especially, you know, being from that area and also being an Atlanta Brave and people calling you the Jay Hay kid because of your name and then the home runs that you hit immediately and people expecting a lot more power out of your frame and all those things that happened before you even a Cardinal or a Cub. Like, what would you say is the most not tumultuous moment of your career, but the hardest thing, the hardest obstacle to overcome in your career?
Well, you know what? At this point, I can look at that in two frames. And the first one being, you know, like you bring up the hype and the tension that I had. I'm sorry, and being from Georgia, all those things, playing for the hometown team, then hit the home run first at bat, like. When I was going through that, I didn't realize how hard that was.
Oh, yeah. You were bringing black baseball back in Georgia, boy.
You know, didn't realize how hard that was and didn't necessarily realize, you know, the impact that it had, things like that. I mean, you know, I understand, you know, as a kid, you know, a fan of the game, you know, appreciate new players and, you know, respect people that play the game the right way, all those things. But you know, that wasn't an easy thing. Be an all-star, be one of the youngest voted to start the game, all that stuff, you know, at 20 years old. You know, it's cool. It's humbling. Looking back now, and that's, you know, after some experience. But the other part is, I would say the toughest part for me so far has probably been to the very next year, you know, go through injuries and, you know, kind of have to feel my way through. You know, does the organization trust that I'm hurt? You know, feel my way through of how I need to figure out how to play hurt. You know, having a shoulder injury, I feel like any hitter will tell you they're not fun to deal with. And that's what I had through most of that year. I think I had like 300-something, 390-something at-bats in that season. And that was, you know, I think that's the fewest I've had career-wise without being hurt or whatever. But, you know, I missed 2 months in 2012, and that was to injuries I couldn't control. I had an appendectomy, and I got hit in the jaw. But I would say the toughest obstacle was coming back 2011 after my rookie year, you know, being an all-star, all those things, good on-base percentage, hitting for average, some power, and not getting to play as much as I would have liked to.
What's your swing thought now? When you stand in the box, and I always think of it like in golfing terms, that the golf pros always talk about having a swing thought. What are you saying to yourself? Is it get the foot down? Is it get the hands loaded? Or is it nothing?
No, as far as the foot down, I mean, that's, you know, a timing thing. So you kind of, you know, as far as who you're facing, I try and just look at that stuff before I even, you know, get on the field for that stuff, just so you know, like, hey, like, what's this guy's rhythm like, tempo, or whatever. Just, you know, be able to get in tune with that. But when I get in the box, I'm thinking tension-free, relaxed, be aggressive in the strike zone. And that's kind of it. You know, I mean, it's not always going to be perfect, but that's the thing about hitting. You don't want to try and be perfect. Just relax, be aggressive in the zone, trust your work, trust your ability, and go from there. And I feel like any hitter that's, you know, feeling good or, you know, feel like they're making solid contact, having good ABs, regardless of the result, that's what they're going to tell you. Is they're not thinking too much. They're just going up there being aggressive in the strike zone.
What's it like to play for Joe Maddon?
You know what? It's, you know, fourth manager now. For me and Joe, and it's, you know, it's one of those things where it's
a little bit different than Matheny, huh?
No, it's different than Matheny, different than Freddie Gonzalez. You know, similar to Bobby Cox in some ways. You know, a lot of knowledge there, as far as, you know, baseball history and time put in, and time served, you know, between Bobby and Joe. But I feel like Joe has that. Just the mindset, man, to just, you know, again, we talk about don't worry about being comfortable. You know, he really preaches that, you know, be able to adapt, stay in the moment. And I feel like he says that one the most. It's all about the process and the approach. The result will show up if you take care of the process and the approach. And that could mean, you know, being dressed at 5:30 for a game. That could be our dress time, or it could be, you know, not hitting BP, but X amount of times during the year, or it could be hidden. Like, just do whatever you need to do, but just get comfortable with being thrown different variables throughout the year, because they're going to come, but just it's all about how you handle them.
I would think getting away from Mike Matheny raises your IQ like 15 points just from having to spend that much time in a room with that guy. That's you're talking about different baseball cultures. I mean, it isn't just the guy. You're talking about it's a very, very different clubhouses, I would imagine, from that sort of, you know, old school tough guy Matheny thing to the new agey hippie Madden, isn't it?
Well, I would say, you know, like the Braves and Cardinals were very similar to, you know, the way they run their organizations, you know, the playoff histories. Cardinals, of course, have more rings. We talk about World Series, but the Braves, you know, winning the division 14 years in a row. You know, it's unheard of, you know, kind of stuff there. But just, you know, kind of clean and cut, you know, conservative to a certain extent, but just going out there and trying to take care of business on the field and you know, very structured with a lot of different things. But, you know, Mike, you know, in St. Louis, I mean, that's, you know, he's following, you know, Tony La Russa. He's following a lot of different people that, you know, the organization is, you know, kind of speaks for itself in that sense. So that's not just coming from him. And then he played there. He played for Tony. So he's been in that clubhouse. And, you know, so he's kind of, you know, passing that along. It was kind of handed down to him. So I would say it's not necessarily him choosing it or necessarily him, you know, trying to, you know, go be macho. You know, he's from what I understood, he was, you know, pretty laid back compared to Tony and some of the managers before him. But either way, you know, Joe is just, you know, absolutely different in thinking outside of the box with a lot of things. And that's different from any manager that I've been around in person. Because, you know, not that you get to be around all of them, but you get to hear, you get to see, you get to watch from afar, things like that. And, you know, seeing it up close in person, I would say Joe's definitely, you know, thinks outside of the box and likes to, you know, I feel like he really fits the term where there's always more than one way to skin a cat. No offense to the cats.
No offense to the cats. All right, Jason Hayward, we're with us for a couple more moments before we have to let him go here on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Jason, I saw on ChicagoTribune.com you were asked about the Adam Jones situation in Boston. And, you know, there's 62 African-American players. I couldn't believe the number was that low when I saw it a couple of days ago. But there's 62 African-American players, and you said that it's not shocking. And I'm sorry if I don't want to put words in your mouth. Nothing surprised you anymore. Nothing shocks you anymore. Do you guys, because CeCe Sabathia came out and talked about it. There are NBA players now who are coming out and talking about how they've been treated in certain arenas. Do guys talk about this kind of thing, or is it kind of just one of those things that's understood, unfortunately?
Well, I mean, to paint a picture, starting off, I mean, you said you're surprised to hear there's only 62. Well, to me, that sounds like a lot. And I'm, you know, obviously I'm African American and I play baseball. I've been playing my whole life.
Yes,
so
you do.
62 sounds like a lot. And then for another part of that perspective is, you know, growing up playing baseball, you know, I was, 14 going into high school, whatever, and you know, like everybody, but travel ball was the time. That was the time where I, you know, my dad said, "Hey, if you want to really do this, you're serious about it, want to play at the next level, then here you got to try and go play for these teams, these showcases, things like that." And you know, he would tell me, he would say, because I would, you know, I'll go play you know, with teams that he wasn't always going to be around for anymore. It wasn't going to be, "Hey, you know, Dad's always there every game." So he would tell me, he was like, "If they ever call you the N-word or whatever, the coach does or whatever like that," he's like, Don't come crying to me. He's like, "They ever talk about your mama, cuss at you, swear at you, like, don't come crying to me." He's like, "The only time you come to me and complain about something is that they put their hands on you. Otherwise, like, this is what you said you wanted to do, and this is what you're going to have to take to go get through it and accomplish that." So, you know, when you ask about it, is it understood? I mean, it's kind of preached to us that it's going to happen. You know, you're made aware that it's going to happen at a young age.
See, that's not okay. You know, I hear that, and it breaks my heart because it sounds like we're not that far removed from what Jackie Robinson is dealing with, where you have to be told at that age to expect it. I mean, it's just that's just not okay.
It's not just baseball.
It's not okay. What do we do?
What do we do? I don't know. That's the world. The world's been trying to figure that out for how long now? So, I mean, I have, you know, in my mind, you know, definitely, you know, the utmost respect for people that have come before me and have made it this easy, you know, to this point, to be able to do what I love for a living. But at the same time, I mean, you know, we're all going to go back to, when I say we all, like the African-American, you know, players and I guess, you know, whether it's guys, NBA, NFL, whatever, like, we're all going to go back to, like, this is nothing new to us. And we can't say that, you know, you can't fake that. It's just nothing new to us. It's just an experience that, you know, only we have. And know, it's not a cry for help. It's not a complaint. It's not a whatever.
It's like, just how it is.
When it happens, it is what it is, man. Like, what do you want us to do about it? How do you say, how do we stop it? How are you going to ask the people that receive it, how do they stop it?
True. Very true. We talked about this yesterday, Jason. Yeah. Thank you for being candid with us. We know you got a role, man. Hopefully we get a chance to do this again soon, and we can tie you into some of Burnsy's pyramid schemes and your motivational speaking.
I'll make it work. I'll fine-tune it.
Be easy, man.
I'm going to focus on trying to help the Cubs win. You guys come up with those.
Oh, you got that already, though. I mean, you good money. You got a World Series ring. You got a bunch of dough. Let's start thinking about the second career here.
I got a lot more time to play some baseball.
Jason, thank you. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
That is Jason Hayward of the Chicago Cubs on the Bernstein and Goff Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hi, it's Jason Goff here. When the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call. The realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. Amy's unique in that she agrees on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold. She can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee I've been telling you about. And there are no gimmicks. That's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, they called Amy Kite, and Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone can put a sign in the yard. Amy sells homes. Working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything, by the way. If you aren't satisfied with her job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear, but don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.